Clive Wedderburn, and welcome to the Hayes and Jarvis podcast, the show that brings you news, views, and stories from around the wide world of travel. Welcome to the show. We've got a great podcast for you with an amazing deal, so stay tuned to the end of the show to find out more. I found out something really interesting recently. Did you know that nearly one in four UK weddings are now conducted abroad? In the last 2 years alone, a staggering 400,000 couples tied the knot on foreign soil. That can't be right, surely. I mean, what makes your modern day couple want to abandon these bucolic shores to get hitched elsewhere? What do other countries have that we don't have? Okay, I get the point. Maybe we can't exactly guarantee the big day will be bathed in glorious blue sky and sunshine. But there must be other reasons for this mass marital migration. Well, I'm blown if I know. So I've asked three experts to help me dig a little deeper into this modern cultural phenomenon.
Hi, I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Fiona.
Hi, I'm Lorraine.
And we are wedding coordinators for Hayes and Jarvis.
But let's not stop there. We'll also need the experiences of three hitched hikers who have recently celebrated their love abroad.
Hi, I'm Pretty and I renewed my vows in Mauritius.
Hi, I'm Stuart and I got married in Antigua.
Hi, my name's Isabel and I got married in Mauritius.
So, apart from the obvious, the weather, why are more people doing this? I'll leave the weddings team to answer that.
Weddings here in the UK on average can be around £20,000. Weddings abroad can be just a fraction of this for the bride and groom. We also find that a lot of our wedding couples, their guests will be paying for themselves, so that's an added bonus for the bride and groom.
Isabel?
So we were aware that the cost of getting married over here is getting higher and higher, and we wanted to save up to buy a house, so we decided that we wanted to get married abroad because it would be good value for money and also that we wouldn't have all the hassle that comes along with it.
Well, that does sound simple, but what beats a traditional UK wedding?
One of our most popular wedding destinations is Vegas. There's quite a choice of different locations, one of which is the Grand Canyon. You are flown down 4,000 feet below the rim, and the wedding ceremony takes place on the floor of the Grand Canyon next to the river. Another wedding package that we can offer is the Pink Caddy Elvis wedding package. Elvis will pick you up in the Pink Caddy, and there's a choice of two locations, either the Special Memory Chapel or the world famous drive-thru, and then the King himself will sing three of his famous songs to you on your wedding day.
Wow.
There's also an option to have a nighttime helicopter wedding where the bride and groom can fly over the Strip of Las Vegas at nighttime with spectacular views of the glitz and glamour and all the lights. Really something special.
Karen?
Mauritius has the most fantastic beaches. You could even have a romantic dinner on the beach under the stars, surrounded by tea lights, listening to the sound of the waves and the guitarist in the background, and then even finish off your magical day with a firework display. Why not even arrive for your ceremony on a horse and carriage, just to make your day even more special?
All right. Apart from helicopters, Elvis singing, sandy white beaches, the weather, Grand Canyon, Antigua, Mauritius.
If I had my way, I would renew my vows every year abroad.
Hang on. We're not just talking about getting married abroad. You can renew your vows as well.
Renewal of vows ceremonies are the perfect opportunities for couples who may not have had the opportunity in the past to have an elaborate celebration abroad, not only just for themselves, but to maybe include members of their extended family, either their kids or their grandkids.
When you have those kind of pictures on your mantelpiece, or when you show people those pictures that, oh, look where I've renewed my vows, People find it intriguing, they find it interesting, they ask you why as well.
Often couples we're finding that are choosing to renew their vows, their affordability is better, they're choosing perhaps a much luxurious destination.
Although it's not just older couples that would renew their vows abroad, we quite often find that honeymooners will have a beach ceremony. Perhaps they've had their wedding in the UK but really wanted to have a ceremony abroad. You can still do that and have a wonderful ceremony on the beach. The hotel will still show you the same level of integrity and attention to detail as if you were having a legal marriage with them.
So if I had a friend who was thinking about getting married abroad, what would he or she need to know?
If I could give my advice to anybody looking to get married abroad, please take careful consideration to what you're going to wear, especially for the grooms. We have seen pictures of very sweaty grooms on beaches in the full three-piece suit, maybe a linen suit for the groom, and a very light floaty dress for the bride would be much more practical.
If you're getting married somewhere where it's going to be very cold, like New York at winter time, think about how you're going to cover up to keep yourselves warm. For the bride, perhaps a pretty white fur bolero. And also think about your footwear. Perhaps you won't want some strappy sandals, maybe some nice winter boots. But definitely take that into consideration when you're choosing your wedding outfits.
Some destinations may allow you to get married in swimwear, but then other destinations may expect you to be respectful for their traditions and culture.
I saw recently when I was in the Caribbean, brides were wearing the foot jewels, which is like a diamante string effect just onto the front of the foot held around the ankle, which is really effective, very pretty for a special occasion.
I'm thinking of all the crazy outfits.
Yeah, I have the quirky. I was thinking of the blue suede shoes in the Vegas wedding, the guy that had the blue suede shoes for his Elvis wedding.
And the bride who'd made her own dress using fabric that was covered with Elvis's face.
Yeah. In your Hayes and Jarvis wedding pack, you'll have a flyer with a 10% discount code that you can use on the Empty Box Company's website, so you can purchase a box to carry your wedding dress.
Sometimes the more people that you take with you, the cheaper your wedding can become, because some hotels will have offers based upon numbers of people travelling. So that's another advantage of travelling as a large group. And also everybody gets to share the celebration. Although even if you can't take everybody with you, a lot of hotels are now offering live internet web feeds, so everybody can join in and celebrate with you and enjoy a special day.
Ah, that's lovely. But what was the big day really like?
The day itself was really special. So we got married about 4 o'clock, and I had my hair and makeup done in the spa. So I'd had a trial with my hairdresser before we went out, and I just took some pictures, and the hairdresser at Sugar Beach just recreated my hair perfectly. So it was kind of all hassle-free and quite relaxed.
Steph and our bridal party arrived barefoot. Well, they arrived by a golf buggy just up from the beach, and then walked down the hill towards the sand, and the steel drummers started playing the wedding march, which was pretty special.
The hotel took us in a golf cart round to the front of the hotel, and I had these steps to walk down, and I just remember as soon as we got out overlooking where the setup was, I just felt so emotional, and it was just an amazing moment walking down and seeing Paul, my husband, waiting for me.
After the wedding, we had we cut cake on the beach, and we had photographs and a couple of bottles of champagne.
It was all so relaxed, and the kids could play on the beach whilst we just ate and drank, basically.
It was absolutely beautiful. It was a romantic lunch with champagne on a catamaran, and unfortunately the seas were slightly rough that day, so they couldn't dock back onto shore, which meant that my husband had to carry me through the water to shore because I didn't want to get my dress wet, which was quite sweet actually. It added to the romance, really.
Wow. Where was I?
Oh yeah.
One of my favourite memories while sat in Antigua would have to be when we hired a catamaran for a half-day sunset trip. It was a brilliant experience. We got sprayed with champagne by the skippers. It felt like we'd won the Grand Prix, to be honest, so they were just spraying champagne all over us, and everyone was passing the bottles of champagne around, and we were having a dance, we were having a sing-song, and it was amazing. We've actually got the filming on DVD, just whenever we feel like we need a smile on our face and just to remember the good memories, and we always watch that back.
If I could do it all again, I wouldn't change anything because it was perfect.
I remember that day. I always remember that day.
Remember the amazing deal that we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast? Well, here it is. If you're getting married abroad, Hayes and Jarvis are offering a free wedding package in breathtaking Mauritius this September. You'll fly with your wedding party and stay in grandeur at the all-inclusive 5-star Maritime Hotel for 7 nights, all at a great price of £1,299 per person. Want to know more? Just give our destination specialist the call on 0333 200 2046. That's 0333 200 2046, and mention that you heard about the deal from this podcast. Calls are charged at your provider's local or national rate. Mobile and other providers' charges may vary, and your call may be recorded and monitored. That only leaves me to thank our guests on the show today, Pretty, Isabel and Stuart, for sharing their experiences, and our wedding experts from Hayes and Jarvis, Karen, Fiona and Lorraine.
Congratulations and good luck.